Pamela?
Yes.
Hi, it's Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your presence. Marty's issues are just about exactly the same as mine continuing,
uh-huh.
but they have lessened somewhat. And my healing team partner for metaphysical affairs, she's very psychic. She said that I was still calling for a lot more transmutation of anger.
Mm-hmm.
I know that underneath the anger is that same fear.
And yeah, but the true nature of anger is pure strength.
Mm-hmm.
So I would honor it that way because you've done all the other, you know, work, so to speak.
Yeah,
so
I'm
just
sort of
calling forth the pure strength is welcome here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one other person last week said that I've done so much work, it's like from something I'm watching on TV where I've driven right past the exit, gone so far, and
mm-hmm.
don't know it.
But just check in this moment, sweetie. Don't. Here's a fresh new moment.
Mm-hmm. There's also my mind would like to try to wrap around itself around a lot of catch-22s at this level.
Yeah, now don't touch any of that because right here we are in, we're down deep in the taproot of the tree of life. So here is where alchemy and transmutation can happen. So don't go back up into the branches. Just stay down here and just bow to whatever moves. So bowing to the mind. Can even bow to the apparent content of the mind. Can you feel the effect of that?
Yeah, it's doing something around my pelvic area.
Oh, yeah. Now bow to that. Because here we're prior to the known. We're actually in the elemental realm where
I love all the elementals.
Yes, where there's no time, there's no past.
And maybe no labels?
Definitely no labels. Definitely no labels.
It's a teaching from Stephen.
Yeah. And just some thank you also, because as you know that the five elements, which is life itself, they adore devotion and gratitude. So it's like the space element is bowing to its best friends.
So besides earth, wind, fire, and air, there's space?
Oh, yeah.
So
that's what holds all those other friends, right?
That's the fifth element?
I guess so.
Can you also call it stillness?
Nicely said. Yes.
I'd rather use the word stillness instead of nothingness.
Yeah, nothingness can be translated as something less than appealing.
Yeah.
though it is also a relief. We like an empty hammock rather than a hammock that there's no room to get into. So how does that feel?
It's still going on, and it may go on for a while after we
yes,
get
yeah,
off the
just
phone
keep
with each
feeding
other.
It with respect and gratitude.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, just would like to be with it for as long as it needs to.
Yes, very wise.
Stillness would be the fifth element rather than using the word presence, which has an awful lot of conceptual things going on with it.
Yeah, always change the words until it really is juicy and resonant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right now, for in that way to be used as the fifth element, it's funny, I was just watching that movie a couple nights ago. It's so much fun. Of course, the fifth element being love in the movie.
Oh, very nice.
Remember that one?
I don't think I saw that movie.
Bruce Willis and I can't remember her name now. Mila Jovovich, something like that.
Oh. Well, this is wonderful news. Good, dear. So stay with it.
Yeah. Just thank you for this telesatsang. Thank you for your presence and everything you do for everyone. And listening to all the other reports and your interaction with the people, all those issues are really mine also.
Yes.
But Marty's was the most.
Mm.
So
yes.
Loving you, loving you, loving you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
dear. Bye-bye.
Pamela, hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Andy calling from England.
Hi, dear.
Hello. I want to say something about something that happened this morning, being as it's evening here now.
Yes.
And I'm not sure that I can, I'm not feeling what was happening then, so I don't know how this will work. But what I've noticed, probably going back years and years and years, but what I've noticed in the more recent years is that sometime when I've spent some time with my ex-husband or had some contact with him, something gets triggered in me of like it's a deep loneliness and a deep longing for intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had it when we were married. I think it's to do with wanting a person, whether it's him or somebody else.
But it's also deeper than that, deeper than the human level. It's the longing for oneness and touch and celebration and yeah.
Well, that's really that also comes up, the sense that actually it's nothing to do with a person,
mm-hmm.
that it's something much deeper in that longing.
Oh, yeah. Let's honor the longing, because it also sounds like it's ripe, you know, to uncontain itself or bloom or... It's almost like we either bow to it or thank it, but also, if you're so inclined, you can swim down into the longing to find where it arises from, just for curiosity's sake or delight's sake.
All I'm getting at the moment is fear.
Okay. Now, fear is sort of like a gatekeeper, so we don't go a little deeper. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah, and just thank it for protecting. Sort of like when Orpheus went into the underworld, he the first being he met was the guardian dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just thank you for protecting. It's safe. We're just being curious.
It still feels quite strong,
mm-hmm.
the fear, the senses.
Yeah. And it's coming to have satsang with you, so ask it what it needs or...
It's sort of needing to be soothed.
Yes.
You know?
And just comforting it as presence.
Mm.
I know it's your nature, but we rarely give that within, often to our friends and family and nature and...
Now it feels like there's a lot of tears there.
And sometimes I just say within, yes, 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 I'm here. I understand.
Mm.
I love you. Just to whatever moves or calls... the compassion or the loving kindness. Presence is always here.
Doesn't feel so tight, so defended.
Yes. And it's responding very beautifully to your satsang. Satsang meaning clarity and kindness. I'm just thanking it for resting. And you can even see if it needs anything else in this fresh new moment.
Hmm. Fear's come back.
Okay. Let it know it's welcome here. It's sort of like one of Lao Tzu's grandchildren. Come here, come here. What does it need?
Well, something feeling a bit playful because my cat's just jumped on my knee and is purring, and it's sort of saying it needs that. It needs
yes,
a
that's
purring
it.
Cat.
Yeah, good company. Yeah.
An intense feeling of fear. It seems to be spreading through my body.
Okay.
But it's all right as well.
Oh, very nice to be that welcoming of it. And just see. It's probably flaring up just to come to rest. But just checking in with it, go heart to heart to see if it needs anything. And it also might have a longing that it doesn't feel can be met. So we're just checking in. What is that fear's longing or worry?
Quite a lot of physical sensations going on.
Yeah. And just let them know they're welcome. Welcome, welcome.
It doesn't want to disappear.
Yes, and just confirming that. No need, no need. Nothing goes anywhere. All present.
My body's just doing some shaking and things.
Yes. And just reassure it, it's safe, it's safe. Just the past is liberating from the body.
It feels this body is just discharging something.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's remarkable how they graciously hold on to the past, but they don't need to. Yeah, and just helping it see it's safe, Thank you for not holding the past. It's safe to be here. And how is it now?
Well, it's calmed. It feels soothed.
Mm-hmm. And just honoring the body for its remarkable courage to hold all that and to feel all that. And to me, the body is pure courage and receptivity, resilience, willingness, service, love.
I think there's more
mm-hmm.
in the body.
But just stay with it as long as you can, just as this loving compassion, as this being with. A long, long time ago, you know, after the shift, I thought of the body as the pet. And I realized that I wasn't treating it very well. And then when I started seeing it as my pet, then I really started listening to it and seeing what it needed and honoring it. And then that fell away, that seeing it as that. Now I sort of feel it's like this galaxy of love and intelligence. It's the five elements, it's divine, it's nature itself, but it also has very deep and true longings. So, and they're natural, you know? So you can ask the body what it, what would satisfy it forever, or what its longings are. It's like being a friend within and listening to this dear, gracious form.
I can feel my mind's coming, wanting to ask all sorts of questions.
Oh, that's right. Can you honor your mind?
Mm.
Rare we do that as well. And just in your own way. And ask the mind what it's seeking in all its questions. If they were all answered, what would that uncover or reveal? All the questions had come to rest. and we're answered. What's the deeper longing?
The questions don't matter.
I couldn't hear, love.
The questions don't matter. There's sort of there's a giggle going on at the questions. You know?
Very good. It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
The questions, we don't have to even ask them. They're a gesture of respect and listening, really.
Mm-hmm.
Grace being gracious. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
Thank you. It's such a it's so good to know that you're here sometimes.
Anytime.
And I appreciate it being at a time that's makes it, you know, a good time over here as well.
Yes, we did that on purpose.
I thought you did.
Yeah.
And it's much, much appreciated, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm back in the UK at the end of October. So.
Yes. Sadly, I'm not going to be able to get there to see you in person, but thank you for being here
oh,
today.
Oh, my pleasure, dear.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we have time for one quick report, a timelessly quick report, if anyone's so inclined.
Hey, Pamela, it's Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
I do have a quick one.
Great.
Well, what it is basically is that I'd like your guidance, as I know you've guided me before with my mom, where I don't want to take on her her grief, her sadness, and it's just like it's been over a year now since my dad died.
Yes.
And ever since then, things just, you know, keep deteriorating in her body, which is natural. She's 89.
Yeah.
But then she falls. She's losing her teeth. I mean, it's like, I want to be supportive, but I don't want to carry her pain.
Okay. So just say yes to that, which you already have. That resonates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now you, as receptivity and sensitivity, you're going to feel her mourning and also her mourning of her body kind of dissolving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so just honor that that's actually natural. That's the nature of compassion. Compassion feels everything, but not in the human way.
What do you mean? I don't know.
Well, not in that overwhelm, like I can't, like for me, I'm speaking about myself in the old days where if I had been just 100% human, meaning not knowing my true nature, mm-hmm. and I went to the rest home, there definitely would have been, I don't want to go there, I don't want to be there.
Right.
It's too sad,
yeah.
You know. And that occasionally would arise in the field of presence, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But it's our nature, sensitivity, and resilience. And, of course, we overlook the resilience part.
in ourselves and the
yeah.
other person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, honor, you know, one thing I really recently learn to cherish, and it sounds really strange, is mourning. And it's not just mourning for the loss of loved ones, and of course that's there also, but mourning can also be for how the body is changing.
Oh, yes, I experienced that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So maybe we could both just bow to your mom. Mm. Just really, it's a lot of changes that kind of accelerate. And it's innocence is ageless, so it's actually rather shocked by things that happen. It's sort of like, what?
Right.
What is going on? Who came up with this aging thing?
Yeah, we don't like this.
Yeah, we don't like this. So just really honor theirs. It's so natural, all these feelings.
Hmm. Okay.
And your mom doesn't have the rooted skills to be with it.
No.
So all she has is expressing, which I call it the complaining app.
Yes.
And I have no judgment about the complaining app because occasionally it's rather a joyful app.
Mm-hmm. It's liberating.
Yeah, that's right. So we're just really honoring her because she does need support from afar because it's all startling and change is not, it's not felt as positive and yeah.
Mm.
So the more compassion for yourself and for her. And then honor your aversions and when you get irritated. Really honor that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's pretty symphonic life, I find. It's not just it's the orchestra making those dreadful sounds when they're tuning up, and then it's the beautiful music, and then...
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful way of putting it, yeah.
And then it's also the opposite. People sneezing and rustling in their
and
seats.
And coughing. Right.
Being irritating. All at the symphony.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to produce beautiful music.
Their own songs, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Okay, love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Hope your move is going well.
Oh, yeah, it's all done.
Yay!
That was yesterday. So I'm experiencing mourning of my last home
mm-hmm.
and enjoying the new one.
Good.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
Much
Bye.
Love.
Much love to you.
So I'm going to return the hosting to our dear friend Kate of East Bay Open Circle. Much gratitude for your presence, Kate, and of the hosting, the eternal hosting of Open Circle.
Thank you, Pamela. And thank you, everyone, for joining this morning for whatever time it is, wherever you are. Just wanted to add that Pamela will be joining us again on Sunday, October 19th. So do join us if you're able. And you can unmute yourself by pressing *6 to say goodbye if you so wish. And we look forward to hosting again soon. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Pamela.
Thanks, Kate. As the Sufis say, thank us. Us.
Hi, Pamela.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela. Open circle.
I love you.
Aww. So I guess I'll sign off now. Much love to all. Bye.
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 Bye. Thank everyone.
Yes. Bye-bye.